to 25 minutes to 10 time for our preview of midweek racing. We're at Warwick Farm, 11 mil of rain through the night. A heavy 9 is where we are. And Ron Duffus is joining us to play his role in the Wednesday preview. Morning to you, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Doesn't look small fields today with the scratchings, obviously, with a heavy 9. But, geez, there's some competitive races there today. And hopefully we get through with no rain and find a few winners.
Yeah, let's hope so. They tell me you loved dessert yesterday.
Oh, fair thing. And that was a G-up. I had a little bit of dessert and then TK took over the rest of it. Freeman had 3 desserts.
I've got to retweet a photo. So you're telling me don't retweet it.
No, don't reach.
Okay, because they're telling me that you had 2 or 3 of them.
They put that in front of me, and righto, then they took it back.
Righto. Well, Paul Joyce will tell me the truth. This was an Australian Turf Club luncheon yesterday for the media. Paul, is he telling the truth or not?
Oh, I can't recall the incident, Andrew.
Yeah, that's right. Please, come on, Paul.
Yeah, look, I can't recall that. I do remember seeing a couple of desserts in front of him, and they were gone seconds later, but whether he ate them or they vanished, that's just one of those great mysteries.
Well, I tell you something, he doesn't say stole it, so I reckon Glenn Munsey will tell me the truth. Oh. Morning to you, Muns.
With top spin.
I was at the other end of the table chewing the wood off it because my end of the table got, dust. You know, I don't know, but
chocolate,
Andrew,
sprinkles.
I must admit, the new team here on the Wednesday for today, we did have a team meeting last night, and I'm glad to hear everyone's voice because I was a little bit concerned about some of the members finding their way back to their residences last night.
No, well done to the ATC for putting on the luncheon for everyone yesterday. All right, Warwick Farm, heavy 9, some smallish fields. Glenn, starting with the first.
Yeah, the celebrations handicap here. We'll kick off the meeting at 1:15. The preview on Sky Thoroughbred Central today at 12:20 for this Warwick Farm event. And More Than Fabulous in the first here is a $1.80 favourite. Flying Achilles out the deduction, 16 cents the win and nothing the place. Self Esteem at $2.40. Duke de Vega at $5.50. And Fighting Storm with Jay Cassidy replacing Danny Beasley is a $17 chance. Little or no interest in the race so far.
Yeah, probably the easiest race of to map today. And number 5, Fighting Storm, expected to take up the running. Self-Esteem to take the trail. Then you'll have More Than Fabulous with Duke de Vega lobbing along last, Ron.
Yeah, agree with that. Probably take hands up here today, Self-Esteem too. Fighting Storm, who is up in distance from 12:50 to a mile, and you'd expect it to go forward. Look, a little trap race to the start of the day. I'm left with the filly, Self-Esteem. She wasn't far away in that lead-up, which looks to be the form for this race, that Lucala race. Look, she's pretty fit. She's fourth up. She's got a weight turnaround here on the favourite More Than Fabulous of 2.5 kilos when they finish together. So at the price, I don't really think there should be that much between them. 3 on top of 1, More Than Fabulous. Does seem to get through the going okay and is consistent and finds a winnable race, but I just thought he lacked a little bit of size and scope. You know, he's got a bit of weight to carry here and up to the mile. And $1.80, that's a little bit of a negative for me. 4, Duke de Vega, not hopeless. I know he was beaten 6 lengths in that Kembla Grange race, but it was a very, very fast race behind the highly touted River Wild. And best of the rest is obviously Fighting Storm, who's a bit of a tip around from Nick Ashman at the track. So he must be on the improvement horse and up in distance. 3, 1, 4, 5, and like I said, I think it's a bit of a trap.
Yeah, I've got the same numbers as you, Ron. 3, 1, 4, 5. Suppose the one thing we do have to mention today is the last couple of weeks we've been back on good tracks, so we're going back to looking at our heavy track form today. So that's probably a little trick that you've got to consider when doing the form today. I just couldn't have More Than Fabulous at odds on, Ron. I'm a bit with you there. He's a 9 start made, and I don't like diving into them at the best of times, but when they're odds on, with the big weight on a heavy track, I think you could definitely pick one of these other 3 to try and go round the favourite. I came up with the 3 Self-Esteem for the exact same reasons Ron said, the 2.5 kilo weight swing from when they last met. And her only run on a heavy track, she ran second to Tremorzina, and I've got a big opinion of Tremorzina. I'm looking forward to seeing her come back at some stage during the spring. So I've gone 3, 1, 4, and 5 as well, Ron.
Righto, and for Darren Flindell, it's 1 to beat 3 and 4, 1, 3 and 4. Race 2, a maiden here for the three-year-olds.
Yeah, and it's the Tab Place multi, and I'll just have a quick tally here. We've got six scratchings, haven't we? Yeah, so we've got nine runners, so there's three divs in the Tab Place multi. We start with Metallic Crown here at $2.20. Glitra is out the deduction, 2 cents to win, nothing the place. Aldazar at $3.80. Astro Sun, 11. Taj out, 3 cents to win, nothing the place. Run Louie Run, 5.50. Balmain Boy out, 4 cents to win, nothing the place. Ambience out, no deduction. Infinite Love out, 5 cents to win, nothing the place. Mortar Gain at 12. Ocean Tempest won yesterday at Gosford, out, 7 cents to win, nothing the place. Fast Candy, 6.50. Servant Volley at 18. Lauren's Magic at 41. Murray is out, no deduction. Two runners well supported here, and money has come for them this morning in the shape of Aldazar, already 5.50 into 3.80 this morning, and Fast Candy, 8.50 into 6.50 this morning.
Yeah, a bit hard to get the speed here with a lot of these first up, but I think the Chris Waller sort of runners look the ones that will go forward. Metallic Crown, Aldazar and Astro Sun, who have both shown a bit of pace at the trials, Ron. But outside of those three, it's hard to really find anything that will go forward. Perhaps the bottom one, Lauren's Magic, may press on, but she didn't show much pace at her trial.
Yeah, look, I agree. He's the obvious Metallic Crown taking it up, as he did at Canterbury, but I would think that he was a beaten $1.20 favourite there, that they may want to try him with a sit today. So what happens, I don't know. Maybe Astro Sun, maybe Lauren's Magic, I thought. I'm left with him. Look, he, you'd have to say, a little disappointing going down as a $1.28 favourite, but I just think taking a little sit today, a little bit more experience on his side, a bit more switched on, I have to lean his way. I'm very, very wary of number 12 here, Fast Candy. Resumes with blinkers on this Fast Net Rock filly, and her debut run at Rose Hill, she ran off on that first turn, and geez, I thought it was a good run. I know she was beaten six lengths, but it was an excellent run. She's hit the line nicely in two trials, so looks ready to go, and they've found Blake to ride her. Three Elders are very interested in that move this morning, since the scratchings, because it is a stable mate of the favourite, not extended in that August 4 trial, and then I thought to one under a hold there August 17. But it did look a steady trial, but it might be a more switched-on colt, this preparation Aldazar, and the money is there to say that he is. Best of the rest is another Waller runner for Astro Sun. Two trials showing nice ability and looks ready to run well. 1, 12, 3 and 4, obviously Chris Waller strong here.
Same numbers for me, Ron, just a slightly different order. 3, 12, 1 and 4. I'll take a gamble on the 3 Aldazar. I like what I've seen at the trials, in particular his last trial at Rose Hill. Got a good action, this horse. He hasn't been pushed out yet under sort of those two trials. Race pressure today is always a different story, and we did see him get beaten at a while on a heavy track at his only start. So that might be a slight query for him. I just think he's come back better, and I'll take the gamble on number 3, Aldazar. To beat the 12, Fast Candy, Ron's covered her very well. She looked good at the trials, and obviously her debut effort was much better than it reads on paper, a six-length eighth behind Semper Libera. But if you watch the run, it was a much better effort than the blinkers first time today. Number 1, Metallic Crown, probably 220 is fair enough, actually. I thought he'd be shorter than that, which is why I had him down in third. Obviously rolled as a red-hot favourite last time. And then we've got number 4, Astro Sun. And as Ron said, he's been trialling well also coming into this. So same numbers, different order, 3.12, 1.4.
The toppy is the fancy for Darren Flindell, Metallic Crown, 1, 13, 3 and 4. Race 3, a staying race here, Glen over the 2100.
Yeah, the more than ready at Vinery here. We start with Zazparella at $7. Carry On Singing at $35. Kept Woman at $6. Shelley's Girl, $6.50. Too Chic is out, 3 cents the win, nothing the place. Maeve Moo with Christian Reith to ride at $21. More Beautiful, $8.50. Pico Tequino, equal favourite, $3.50. Emily Starr, $3.50, equal favourite. And Royal Amati out, 3 cents the win and nothing the place. Best supported runner here is Emily's Starr.
Yeah, only an even tempo here. You'd have to think on pace runners may get the slight edge. Emily Starr goes forward with Zazparella. Other runners handy may be Kept Woman and Shelley's Girl, but no real pressure up front, Ron.
Yeah, we lost our leader, didn't we, with Royal Amati. So I had the same three going forward. Amelie Starr, Zazparella and Shelley's Girl being pretty fit. Look, this is a fillies and mares 2100, but I reckon it's a fantastic betting race. You could make a case for every single runner here. I think it's going to be one of the best betting races all day and a bit of a trap. I think this ex-New Zealander's on the improve, though, number 8, Pico Tequino. Just got a little aggressive there mid-race at Randwick, and I thought it was a pretty good effort. Extra distance should suit her, and I'm leaning her way. Kep Woman would have been my top pick on a drier track. Just not enough evidence with her on heavy tracks, but she drops dramatically in grade here, and I thought she'd be hard to beat if she handled the conditions, although the money suggests her stablemate is the more fancied of the two. Zasparilla is a real swimmer, and she's well graded here with a claim. And best of the rest is Shelley's Girl, number 4. Make a case for plenty here. I'm 8, 3, 1, and 4.
Yeah, you can make a case for plenty, but we agree on the top pick, Ron. 8, 9, 4, and 7 for me. A Pico Tequino on top. Now, she's only lightly raced. She's only had the 7 starts and only 4 of them here in Australia. I think she's coming good at the right time. She's proven on heavy tracks. And I think she's the way to go here. To beat number 9, Amelia Starr, that was a very impressive 8-length win at Hawkesbury last start, but it was on a good track, and the ones that she beat there aren't much good. But she's only lightly raced also, and she's another one that's working quickly through the grades. The 4, Shelley's Girl, she loves a heavy track. She's racing consistently. She'll be thereabouts. And I thought number 7, More Beautiful, might be one to throw in. Loves a heavy track. 5 starts on heavy for 3 wins. She's won her past 4 starts down at Canberra and Albury, but all of them have been on virtually heavy tracks. So she comes here rock hard fit in winning form. I'm throwing her into my multis. 8, 9, 4, and 7 to me.
Darren Flindell likes the 7, More Beautiful, the one you've just spoken about, to beat 1, 4, and 9. 7, 1, 4, and 9. We'll take a little break, come back and look at the legs of the quaddie. Don't forget, after 10 o'clock, it's Tab Talk, and we'll talk more about Warwick Farm with jockey Tim Clark and trainer Michael Costa.
7 days a week, Sky Sports Radio has all the ingredients punters need to back that elusive winner. Every morning, get the scratchings, track reports, the all-important tips, and the market movers for all New South Wales meetings. Early Mail. Catch at 10:30 a.m. daily on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. For more than 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches and rings. And they've been designing and making the grand final ring with passion for the last 17 years. For official NRL watches and jewellery, engagement or wedding rings, corporate gifts or remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au. Proud sponsors of the Parramatta Eels and St. George Junior referees.
Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ.
We're previewing Warwick Farm in our Wednesday preview. Ron Duffersey and Paul Joyce, and we're up to the legs of the quaddie now. Race 4. Munsey from tab.com.au. What's the go here?
And that is the race, Andrew. Race 4 is the tab.com.au handicap, where NASCAR with Timmy Clark, will speak to him after 10 o'clock at $7.50. Lucky Can Be, the favourite at $2.70. Rockalicious, $3.60. Something Secret, $6.50. Lani Girl at $7. Sahara Chill at $8. Raffinato, out no deduction. Kellyville Flyer, $16. Second Obsession, out no deduction. And Ohwanika is a $51 chance. Best supported runner here is Something Secret in front of Sahara Chill.
Yeah, speed-wise here, we've lost a little bit of it with the scratchings, but going forward now, I've got number 6, Sahara Chill, the likely leader. Others that will press forward, Rockalicious will probably take up a spot, wrong, and that's about it, really. The rest of them probably settle midfield or worse. Maybe Owanika, the other one that could get in the first three.
Yeah, I had a speed map up in the air here. I couldn't see much pressure at all. Rockalicious will box seat from barrier 1, and then I had Something Secret. Maybe Kellyville Flyer fresh, but it went back in the trial as well there at Hawkesbury. And look, tempo up in the air here. I quite like Something Secret. I think she's a mare who's showing really good desire. She won a maiden at Wong, but I like she went the way she went about her work, and then she backed it up with that Gosford win, and when asked for an effort, she lifted. And then, look, I thought she was pretty good at Canberra the other day. So I think she's a mare on the up with confidence and is at good odds here. 4's on top of 5. Lani Girl. She won this track and distance two starts back, and then up in class there at Rose Hill last time, and, you know, from a 65 to an 80, I thought she was far from disgrace behind Bring a Wink Ring. Wet looks okay for her. In fact, a wet Warwick Farm looks okay for her. And best to the rest of the rest. Six, Sahara Chill gets a nice run here, and look, she's off two pretty solid wins there at Scone and Newcastle, and two Lucky Can Be. Look, unbeaten two starts, wet and dry, strong last time. Just 1,100 to 1,400 heavy track at the price that she is that little query for me. 4, 5, 6 and 2.
I've got the 4 on top two, Ron. I went 4, 2, 3 and 1 at number 4, Something Secret. I'll definitely be having something on her. She's 2 from 2 on soft going. I think she's looked really good. She's shown a turn of foot on the soft tracks, and if she can transfer that to the heavy today, I think she'll be right in this. So she's my top pick. To beat number 2, Lucky Can Be. Now, she's undefeated. I had a very good result on her first up, but she's a lot shorter in the market here. She's obviously won on heavy winning at Hawkesbury, and she's got plenty of ability, but the point Ron made, 1,100 straight to 14, just that slight little doubt there at the short price, but she's obviously in Mike Quinella's and Mike Quaddy. Number 3, Rockalicious, gets all the favours there off that draw and has won here on a heavy track two starts ago. And number 1, NASCAR. Not convinced that she handles the heavy, but she is proven in soft, and she was a very strong last start winner, so she's going into my multis as well. 4 on top, definitely having something on to beat 2, 3 and 1.
Andrew, yes. The acceptances for the run to the Rose.
Yes, yeah, there's 7 of them in the run to the Rose. Just before I go through them, Darren Flindell's numbers in that race, 2 to beat 3, 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Yeah, there's 7 in the run to the Rose. Press statements drawn 7. Exosphere 5, Japanisme 1, Hover 6, Raphael's Cat 4, Redzel 3, and Mr. Optimistic for Tony Noonan's drawn 2. So 7 there, so 2 for Wather and 2 for Godolphin, and there's 8 in the other feature, the $100,000 Premier's Cup with Beyond Thankful and Spur Tonic, the joint top weight. So they're the two features. They've got a heavy track at this stage for Rose Hill. Race 5 now, this is over the 1,000, Glenn.
Yeah, the Swepps handicap here, where Sweet Serendipity is a $15 chance. Floral Insight will now be ridden by Travis Wolfgram, Sam Clinton's ill, so Travis Wolfgram to ride Floral Insight here at $9.50. Lion Couchant at $14, Diamond Rocker at $5.50, Quiet Brilliant at $6.50. Frankie Four Fingers is out, no deduction. Puzzling Wonder is out, 13 cents the win and nothing the place. Magical Lady out, no deduction. Flamboyant Lass Evens or $2. Mystic Puzzle at $6.50. And Mandong Queen is a $61 chance. Not a great deal of activity here, but the best supported runner at this stage is Quietly Brilliant for Joey Cleary and Blake Shin.
Well, they'll go fast over the 1,000. Sweet Serendipity rips along out in front. Flamboyant Lass will go forward off the draw. Lion Couchant and Floral Insight also right there, Ron. So they'll rip along over the 1,000.
Yeah, they will. Blinkers off Sweet Serendipity today, probably to slow her down him down a little bit. Mandalong Queen can get along too sometimes. So it does look a 5 or 6 runners that'll go forward there. And that's why I like this horse that's been specced. Quietly Brilliant from the Cleary stable at Queanbeyan. He looks an improving type with a good record. I liked that easy win there second up. I know it was only the Sapphire Coast, but I thought he did it with a bit of style, and he'd be right at his top for this race. Third up, you know, with that terrific record at the distance, and I'm happy to be with him here. 5 Quietly Brilliant, you know, just sitting off these speedsters and having last look at them down the outside for Blake. Good value. Dangers. I think Floral Insight's a danger. Number 2. He's a terrific old horse. He loves this distance and he races well at Warwick Farm and he eats the mud, and he's going to give you an almighty sight there at 750 or more. The favourite, Flamboyant Lass. I concede she's a deserved favourite. She's a talented 3-year-old, but look, she's giving a bit of age and experience away here, but two trials have her ready, and it is her first try on the wet, and they're serving up even money. Look, she might win, but I have to bet against her here today, and best of the rest is 10 Mystic Puzzle, who resumes without a trial, but has raced well in town previously, and the stable's in dashing form, the Mattydale stable. I like 5, 5, 2, 9, 10.
Look, I'm going 9, 5, 10 and 2. I'm with the shorty, number 9, Flamboyant Lass. You go through her form. she should just be too good for these. She was obviously very impressive winning first up the last prep over the 1,000 metres. She had 3.5 lengths over counter-attack there. Thrown in the deep end, put up a good performance in the Blue Diamond Prelude behind Fontaton, and then obviously in the Blue Diamond itself, everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong there from the outside barrier, so you can forget that run. The trials have been solid, they haven't been brilliant, and I do concede $2 is a fairly short price to take a three-year-old filly against older male sprinters, so I'm not telling you to load up here, but I do have her on top. I think number five, Quietly Brilliant, Ron, I'm with you there. You wouldn't usually think you'd find a Sapphire Coast winner coming to town and tipping it with any sort of confidence, but his stats at the 1,000, six tries at the distance for four wins and two placings, so he's yet to miss. He's also yet to miss on a wet track. He's had the two tries for a win and a placing, so if you like him, the speed map seems to suit. His form reads well. I could definitely concede having something on him and making sure you put him in your quaddie. The 10 Mystic Puzzle, he's my query runner. He's first up without her. She's first up here without a trial. And then we've got number two, Floral Insight, the horse that Ron covered extremely well. So I've gone 9, 5, 10 and 2.
Darren Flindell likes the 5 Quietly Brilliant as well. 5 to beat 9, 1 and 2 for Darren in race 5. Race 6, Over the Mile.
Yeah, the Highland Race colours here. My Dream, the toppie, is a $4 chance. 4 Carat at $7.50. Saintly Lad at 6. Bradley, $7.50. Letchworth, 35. Bawara Bennett, 11. Braces at 8. Rush to Judgment at 26. Jitterbug, the favourite, at $3.40. Lucky I'm a Cougat at 26. And Right on Cue is out the deduction there. 3 cents the win and nothing the place. The best supported runner here in a pretty light betting race, dollar wise, is Braces over actually Lucky I'm a Cougat and then Bulwara Ben. So it tells you not a great deal of activity so far.
Yeah, can't see too much pace up front, Ron. Letchworth the leader, Bradley and Braces handy with Bulwara Ben, but the rest of them tend to settle midfield or worse, so I'm not expecting a helter-skelter mile here.
No, I'm not either. Maybe Jitterbug a bit closer up in distance from a better draw with blinkers on. Two on top here, 4 Carat. I'd like a bit of a push for it on track. I just think he's got a bit of ability on a field like this. I know he's got a 60 kilos, but his two trials have been encouraging, and he has sprinted well fresh in the past. One, My Dream, well beaten in much stronger company last time, much better placed here, and 2 for 2 at the track and distance, loves the mud. 9, Jitterbug, got good credentials. Not bad in a bunch finish there last week. Quick back up is gold on these heavy tracks, and she is sure to have a lot of support today. And 3, Set Saintly Lad. Now, he's a bit of a bludger, this horse. He won't go straight. He does everything wrong, but he's talented on his day and capable of blowing everyone out here. 2, 1, 9, 3.
Look, I've gone 7, 9, 8, and 1. I found it a hard race, but I thought number 7, Braces, offered some value at the $8. He loves a wet track. He gets those conditions today. Now, his form was extremely consistent. He finished in the top 3 at 7 starts in a row until he failed here last start at Warwick Farm on a good track. He's had 3 weeks off between runs, and I think if he gets back to that consistent form he showed earlier, he's worth an each-way ticket at the $8. Number 9, Jitterbug, Ron's mentioned it. She's just been racing without luck. 2 starts ago, she was hampered by the riderless horse, and then last time, she never got a clear crack at them in the straight, so her form's much better than it reads on paper. Best roughie, number 8, Rush to Judgment, $26. Make sure you throw it in whatever you do here. The last start winner on soft going with a big weight down at Canberra. I thought that was a good win. And number 1, My Dream, for 4. 7, 9, 8 and 1.
Darren Flindell likes 1, My Dream, for Jessica Taylor, taking the claim to beat 7, 9 and 2. 1, 7, 9 and 2. And the last, Glenn, at 5 to 5.
Yeah, and just for Paul Joyce, the Tab Rewards handicap here. Don't forget to get your Tab Rewards card there for those people betting in the agencies, or also link it to your Tab account for the opportunity for a stack of rewards. But Diamonds in the Night here is at $21. Red Dynamite for Michael Costa, one of our guests on Tab Talk, after 10 o'clock this morning at $4.80. Mr. Entertainer is out, 6 cents a win, nothing the place. Mervaid at 10. Sanzio is out, 3 cents a win, nothing the place. Snake Charmer, $3.30. Iso Rich, 17. Fig Tree at 6. Intrepid Way, the favourite, at $3. Anecdote is out, 12 cents a win and nothing the place. And Alart is out, 16 cents the win and nothing the place. Well, Alart was actually the best back runner here. Of those that are left, the best back runner is Snake Charmer in front of Fig Tree.
Yeah, very tricky one to map, the last. Not sure where Mervate goes here. First up the Chris Wallace stable. Snake Charm has led in the past, as has Diamonds in the Night, Red Dynamite, Spicer Rich, Big Tree, but none of them noted leaders. We lost our obvious leader with number five Sanzio, so it's a bit up in the air, Ron.
Yeah, it is. On old form, you'd suggest Mervaid had lead, but a new stable. Funny horse for Chris Waller to take on. Won a country horse and, you know, well exposed, but anyway. I think she's a pretty good mare, this, Snake Charmer. She's relatively lightly raced. I like what I saw from her last preparation. She's trialled well, and I thought, although it's very dangerous tipping horses first up on heavy tracks, I thought she was the bet of the day. Six on top, eight Fig Tree, underrated horse, got the job done well first up, and at home on a wet track, he's a nice horse, a 40-day freshen, but Jim Cassidy booked, he'll hit the line hard here. Nine Intrepid Way has come with a big finish in his past two starts, and at home here, look for a similar situation. And Red Dynamite, what you see is what you get. He's not much good, but he's done a good job with him, Michael Costa, and he won't be far away again. Six a special, 8.92.
I'm 6, 4, 8, and 9. I'm with you here on number six, Snake Charmer. I can tell you one thing, Ron. She'll be the best horse to follow out of the meeting.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether or not you want to load up today on a heavy track, that's up to you. But she's got plenty of ability. She showed that last prep, thrown into a couple of decent races, the Derby Munro in the South Pacific. She's been trialling extremely strongly. Now, I'm willing to take a gamble on her fresh here, but definitely one to follow going forward. Number four, Mervaid, really interests me. He's been trialling well. His one trial was a strong trial, and he looks to go as good as any of them there. So keen to see him first up. Number eight, Fig Tree, very solid win last start. Big, strong customer he is. And the nine, Intrepid Way, hard to knock his form. He's been in the money at four of his five career starts. So a few chances in this. I've gone 6, 4, 8, and 9.
Nine's a good thing for Darren Flindell, Intrepid Way, to beat 8, 6, and 2. 9, 8, 6, and 2. And as I say, Darren's best is race 7, number 9. You're going to take him on, Duff.
Yeah, he's tipping well, so you've got to be a brave man to take him on, but I will today. If any push at all for Snake Charmer, if she's fit, she'll beat this lot.
Okay, so that's race 7, number 6. What about you, Paul?
Well, I think race 4, number 4, Something Secret. Ron's got it on top as well. We're getting $6.50 with Tab Fixed Odds. I can't see any reason not to make her the good thing of the day. She's proven on a track. She's lightly raced. And I thought she was terrific last start behind two very good horses in Cheng Li and Nancy. So race 4, number 4, Something Secret for me.
All right, Paul, enjoy the day out there. 1:15 the first. You got a little bit of time just to ease yourself into the day.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Paul. Good on you, Duff. We'll hear from you right through the afternoon with your late mail.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Duffy, Paul Joyce, and Glenn, you're sticking around. Tab Talk will come up straight after our first Greyhound race from Hattrick in a couple of minutes. And as you say, you'll be talking to Tim Clark and Michael Costa.
Yeah, a little bit interesting. Timmy's on a little bit of a roll at the moment, riding for a couple of the biggest stables. And Michael Costa, we're going to try and delve into a bit of history, what Michael Costa got into the racing game doing.
Okay, we'll do that on Tab Talk with Glenn Munsey and Sean Cosgrove coming up, as I say, after the first at Hattrick. It's due in 90 seconds. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.